My father used to say that if you were on the straight and narrow way that led to heaven and eternal life, you were nearer heaven every day than you were the day before. Yeah. If you were on the broad way that leads to eternal destruction, you're nearer hell every day than you were the day before. But each step we take leads us nearer home. I want to return this morning to the first chapter of Acts in the 8th verse, probably getting familiar to you by now. It says, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." We're discussing the different phases of the operation of the Holy Spirit in hearts and lives of believers. I want to discuss this morning your feelings. 2 weeks ago this morning, we discussed your thoughts. Now, I don't know just how to analyze this, and whether unkind feelings produce unkind thoughts, or whether unkind thoughts produce unkind feelings. They're just real closely related. But we discussed the power of the Holy Ghost to control our thoughts and to govern our minds, to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And that the Holy Ghost would give you power over your mind and thoughts. We want to discuss this morning the idea that the Holy Spirit will give you power over your innermost feelings to make you feel right and keep you feeling right. We have a text, the 4th chapter of Ephesians, verse 26. It says, "Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Now, what could that mean? To me, it could mean only one thing, and that is to pray through to victory over your unkind feelings and your wrathful disposition and do it quick. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't sleep over it. Get rid of it. Get the victory over it before you go to bed and go to sleep. We should take this thing seriously. And if you realize what bitterness did to your soul and did to your body, you would take it serious till you couldn't lie down and go to sleep, until you was rid of all of it. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. In the 8th chapter of Romans, verse 26, we have the antidote for this. And that is the operation of the Holy Spirit. He says, "Wherefore also the Spirit himself helpeth our infirmities." infirmities in this text does not refer to aches and pains and fevers and arthritis and tuberculosis and different things that attack the bodies of humankind. But infirmity in this text refers to your human limitations, your human frailties. God knew that within the human, we would not be, none of us would be, able to fulfill His requirements of us. It takes divine aid to fulfill His requirements of us. You would not be able to obtain power and victory over your thoughts or over your feelings within yourselves. He knew that. He knew you wouldn't be qualified to go to heaven with bitter feelings or unkind thoughts in your heart toward anybody. So He provided the Holy Spirit to impart power to you and me to bring our lives in every area of it under control and in subjection to His will, to fulfill His will and qualify us to be prepared for heaven in the end. His Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Try all you will and go to your limit, but you're still going to have to bow to the Spirit and humble your heart. And where your human limitation breaks off, the Holy Spirit will take hold at that point and bear you right on up beyond what your human could do to fulfill the will of God. Amen. His Spirit helpeth our infirmities. He'll give you control over your feelings. Power to cast out unkind and bitter feelings. I mentioned that we should not sleep over our disturbed or unkind feelings. We have a text in the 12th chapter of Hebrews in verse 15 that admonishes us to look diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest there be in any of you a root of bitterness springing up and trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. I'll guarantee you, I'll promise you this, that if you sleep over some unkind feelings, that by morning they'll have some roots. Those things take root quickly. And when they take root, then they're harder to uproot. Harder to get out. He said, this thing will trouble you. And He said, many were defiled with it. I don't know how many. I don't just say you're in and you're out and you're in and you're out. I don't know. But He who searches the hearts of all men, He said there were many defiled with this thing. It's a defiling thing. It's a destructive thing. To harbor unkind feelings and those unkind feelings casting out their feelers and roots in your soul, just like the feelers and roots of a cancer will spread through your body and destroy it. We need power over our feelings. I heard Brother Chandler say in one of his messages that when he married his wife, he took her home and sat her down and talked to her, and he said, "Now look here, I want to know, do you ever expect to divorce me?" Well, she was just in the height of the ecstasy of her new marriage joy, and she never had anything like that in mind. She said, "Well, of course not." He said, "I don't expect to divorce you either, but said, let's don't ever take the first step." He said, "If anything comes up any day that brings about a misunderstanding between you and me," he said, "let's don't go to bed and go to sleep that night till we've talked that thing out and know we understand each other." He said, "It isn't the big things that lead to the divorce courts. It's just the accumulation of little things that after a while become a mountain, insurmountable mountain, and winds up in the divorce court. Thus, don't take the first step." Now, I say that was good advice for Brother Chandler and his wife. It's good advice for me and my wife and you and your wife, and it's good advice for all of us as brethren in the church of God and in our dealings with our fellow men. It's good advice for everybody. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Whatever God said in His Word, He furnishes right along with it the power and grace and authority to obey that, fulfill that. If God said in His Word to let not the sun go down upon your wrath, He has already provided the power and the grace for you to not let the sun go down on your wrath. For you to pray out from under your hurts and wounds and bruises and wrathful feelings and temptations to bitterness, and do it quickly. Our dispositions must be right. I heard Brother Chandler relate in another message. I can tell you lots of things Brother Chandler said because they were weighty and they meant something. And I heard him relate in another message about in the early days of his ministry. And he was just a young saint. Didn't know everything he learned later on. But he went somewhere to hold a meeting. And something happened while he was there and it hurt him. Hurt him real deeply. He felt like he'd been done a wrong. A gross wrong. But nobody apologized for it, and he left there carrying that feeling. Them folks did me wrong. Said he went on down there to another place to hold another meeting. And he got down there and almost the same identical thing happened down there and hurt him in the same identical way. And he left there feeling bad at them folks, thinking they'd done him wrong. He said he went to the third place and held a meeting over there and nearly the same identical thing happened over there. But he said when it happened the third time in the same way and hurt him in the same way, he decided then there was something the matter with him. And he said he went out and got on his face before the Lord and in brokenness and tears, he told the Lord, he says, "You know all about this thing and how I've been feeling hurt at these people, but God," he says, "it's Isaac. said, you fix Isaac now. And he said he prayed through, and he got the victory over his hurts. And he says, I've never been hurt in that way from then till now. And that was years later. Amen. He got healed of something in his own disposition. Something deep in his own nature. He just prayed through and got delivered from that. Till they couldn't hurt him that way anymore. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power to feel right and think right toward every human being. Mr. Wormbrand, he's a big man in the operation of the underground church in communist countries. I think he himself was a Romanian. But he worked in Romania and Russia and Czechoslovakia and all around in those Iron Curtain countries. One thing he said is very important to my thought this morning. He discussed communism and that communism was the greatest enemy to humankind that we had today. He said, I hate communism, but I love the communist. Those communists had treated this man rough. He had spent 15 years in intervals, not continuous years, but he had spent 15 years in the communist prison. And he had been tortured within an inch of his life many and many times. And he had been beaten and beaten till his body was covered with scars and stripes. He would preach to the people in there. The guards would catch him and they'd take him out and beat him. Beat him almost to death. Bring him back in, throw him in his cell, and as soon as he's recovered enough, he'd preach some more. They'd take him out and beat him again. Finally, he said, I just made a deal with him. You beat and I'll preach. And he just went right on. Now, he hated communism, but he said, I love the communist. If I could be the means of converting a communist to Christ, it would be a great thing to me. Amen. Folks, you and I, in order to maintain a victory in our souls, I'll tell you this, is a promise. Everybody isn't going to treat you right all the time. You're going to be mistreated sometimes. And if you got something down in your nature that you're not healed of yet that reacts and kicks back at that, you're going to be hurt sometimes, a lot of times. And you'll get better along the way. But what you and I need, what the Holy Ghost will help us to attain, is the ability and understanding to draw a line between the sinner and his sins. And while we still hate sin, we can love the sinner. You'll never be able to accomplish much for God, and you'll never be able to win souls for Him until you actually reach that point that you can draw a line between the sinner and his sins. And you can hate sin and love the sinner. then you can maintain an experience of victory over bitterness, over wrong feelings, bitter feelings, unkind feelings toward every individual, regardless of what they do or what they do to you. Now, I'm glad for this. I thank the Lord for this. This is incorporated in the plan of salvation and in the operation of the Holy Spirit in the hearts and lives of people. If you can realize what bitterness does to you, unkind feelings does to you, not only to your soul but to your body. Those who deal with those things, psychiatrists and physicians, they say they have been able to trace many of the sicknesses and diseases of people that come to them to some bitterness they picked up back there in life and have carried it along with them. It causes ulcers. And it causes indigestion. And it causes nervous breakdowns. And it causes headaches. And it causes things that branch out from these things, that will be developed and produced in the lives and the bodies, and destroys and undermines the health of people to carry bitter and unkind feelings. If we could realize it, we'd surely be glad there's a way to get victory over it, and we'd be putting in for that before it destroyed us. We have a book up home. The title of it is None of These Diseases. It's written by a physician. And he tells about patients that have come to him for treatment down through his time of service, and how that so many different things that were wrong with them, not imaginary wrongs, actually wrong, but it sprang from something they'd been carrying from way back down there in their hearts toward somebody. Psychiatrists say that many of their people that come to them, their problems are spiritual. It's things they've got in their lives that's mixing them up and causing their problems. Do you ever feel real good and happy and free when you're harboring an unkind feeling toward someone? I see some heads going like this, and I'll put mine in too. That ought to let you know there's something the matter with it. No matter how justified you might feel, that ought to let you know there's something the matter with it, because bitterness will make you bitter. It'll destroy a perfectly good disposition and make your disposition bad. It'll make you feel bad. God's provided victory over it. A way to get free from it. Overcome it. Cast it out. Pluck it out by the roots. Jesus, in teaching his disciples in the 18th chapter of Luke about forgiveness, they thought it was such a big order what he told them, but they just decided we need some help to do this. Lord, increase our faith. He countered by saying, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this sycamine tree, be plucked up by the roots and cast into the sea, and it would obey you. What's he teaching on? He's teaching on forgiveness. The sense of it is that if you have faith enough in the all-atoning, cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that in his name and on the merits of his shed blood, you can command all those unkind feelings to come out of your heart by the roots, and they'll obey you, root and all. Just come out by the roots and be cast into the sea of God's forgetfulness, buried forever. The power of the operation of the Holy Spirit in the hearts and lives of those whom he possesses is a great thing. His work is to guide you into all truth. Amen. And to fulfill you in every respect of your life till you'll have victory on every line, in every phase and area of your life. People come around sometimes and they say, I wish, they say to ministers, we get in on this sometimes, they say, I wish you folks would straighten out certain matter between me and somebody else. They hurt me. I'd like to see this cleared up. I'd like to have this straightened out. Well, all right. When did this happen now? Oh, I think about year before last. Well, all right. Now, so-and-so hurt you. Yes. And this was year before last, yes. And you're still hurt, yes. And you want us to straighten it out, yes. All right, we'll just begin on you now. That's the right place to begin in a problem of that kind. Anybody that's been carrying a hurt since year before last, that thing's taken root and it's produced a lot of fruit by now. And I'll guarantee you that anybody that's been carrying a hurt since year before last or month before last, they need some help now. And the situation can't be settled till they get some help. Brother Chandler settled his whole problem by getting help himself. Many times, we could solve our whole situation just by getting help ourselves. We're touchy. I don't know as I've ever been in contact with so much touchiness and peevishness and hurtishness among us as in these last years. And it's increasing all the time. People just getting more tender and wearing their feelings out on their coat sleeve, and you can't even brush shoulders with some people without leaving them hurt. People need to be healed of those kind of things. Get victory over those kind of dispositions. God can convert you and me from that kind of a disposition into a stalwart saint that can meet any situation in life and overcome it by the grace of God. Bear in mind, bitterness makes you bitter. If you carry hurt feelings, they're going to produce roots of bitterness. The Bible spoke about some of the folks way back in the olden times being like wormwood. I don't know what wormwood is, but he's describing something pretty bitter. And that's the way people get. When you hold unkind feelings toward people, you can't think toward those people like you should. It'll affect you in your thinking. The Bible says that a brother offended is harder to gain than a strong city. And it'll affect you in your thinking toward that individual. God knew this, so He sent the Holy Spirit to help you and me to uproot those things. And get our hearts clean and free from those things. And live a life of victory. You can't live a victorious life with hard feelings in your heart toward anybody, because that's not victory. Jesus said that. Bill's just repeating that, but Jesus said it. And that's the truth. It seems to me that everybody ought to be glad when they see what these kind of things do for them. It makes her disposition bad and destroys her health and gives them ulcers and different things. I'm not just generalizing. These things happen. That you should be glad for personal reasons. And in your own self-defense, that there's a way to get rid of those things and put in for that. Bow to the Spirit, submit to Him, and let Him work the works of God in your heart.